So that's the journey. And with that was the mission of bringing a little bit of the projects into ballet. And how do we do that? I did that at Roxbury Community College around 30 years ago. I was going in to teach the young people there, and they asked me to do some community classes on Saturday for the children, these free classes. And I did that, and I was able to sort of see myself in those kids, because I was a city kid from the projects. And then these kids had to do a show, so I started to incorporate children in my productions. Then I decided, you know, from there, hey, I have to do a Nutcracker. And I did an urban Nutcracker. And we're in our 25th season at the Schubert Theater in Boston this year. It's become a real holiday classic. But we do other things, too, besides the Nutcracker. That's only around November, December time of the year. Now we got to do some other stuff. And so we're out there. We have Boston City Youth Ballet, City Ballet Ensemble, and City Ballet of Boston. So you have the young trainees, and you have the apprentices, and you have the professional dancers. And our mission is diversity through dance. It's for everybody. It's totally inclusive.
I love that. And then Dance Distinctive is the signature. And Life in Color.
Yes. I was inspired by Ken Nordine's word jazz that came out in the 60s. Old folks will remember that, like jazz. And he combined poetry with jazz music. As a kid, I loved that. And I didn't know why I loved it. And then I found out he did a jazz poetry album called Colors. And I listened to that. It's quite something. You know, Ken Nordine, I think, might still be alive. He's got to be in his mid-90s. He also has a great voice. He was a disc jockey type of a guy.
And it's National Poetry Month.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah, April is National Poetry Month. Then I got to find that album.
It's all the colors and the poetry that he writes. He's got every color that you could think of. And I did Life in Color at the old Oberon Theater in Cambridge, which is now been converted into another theater. And we did that back in 2017. And it was a sort of a cabaret setting. Mm-hmm. And it was about an hour long. And we incorporated Ken's jazz poetry along with some rock songs in there from the Stones and from Donovan and others. And so I really loved what we did. And people could come and sit at a table like an old nightclub setting and have a drink, and then we danced amongst the tables and on the stage and up in the balcony.
Oh, wow, that was really cool.
It was really cool. So with Dance Distinctive, which is the title of all of the mixed repertory, we're doing not only contemporary and the bench trumpet and Life in Color, but we're doing some ballet on point with these beautiful dancers as well. And they're professional, beautiful dancers. I have some of the best dancers outside of the Boston Ballet in Boston. So we're doing some excerpts from the original Life in Color. And I was inspired by Ken's words. And he talks about color. And so it's not sort of overtly or explicitly about the color of skin. But I took that. And we have black. We have white. We have nutria. We have turquoise. We have green. And there's different colors of green, and sort of like a fascinating mix of colors. So it's abstract, yet it's got a lot of humor in it. And also, if you're thinking about what's going on with DEI and race, it's got that sort of aspect that's more serious. But it's all done with colorful costumes and beautiful music and the poetry. And you've got beautiful dancers on stage. They are like moving poetry, sculptures that move. And you have so many steps in a minute's time. It's quite nice to see.
That's beautiful. Now, you know, I got to cut in, though, and ask what color you're feeling. As we think of Life in Color, and because you're on Colors of Jazz, what color is influencing your day, or maybe a favorite color you'd like to share?
Well, I love all colors. I love blue. That's my color.
Plus, what did you go to? Honduras, was it? Where'd you go?
I went to Guadeloupe.
It's like an island, right?
It's Caribbean? An island, yeah, and it's in the French Antilles, south of St. Martin. It's a fascinating place, colonized by the French like centuries ago. And of course, they brought in all the slaves and they brought people from India through the centuries and every skin color you could think of. And I have a friend who's been going down for years and years, and her college girlfriend was the director of the Alvin Ailey Dance School, and her name was Denise Jefferson. And Denise was invited to go down to judge the dance competitions because it's a French island. It's considered sort of a state of France, but they call it a department. And so they have these dance competitions around the world at all the French colonies and also in France. So Denise would go down there because to judge these dance competitions because there were so many beautiful black and brown dancers. And she invited them. Some of them have danced with the Alvin Ailey Company, the kids that she gave a scholarship to. That when she went, she would be a judge and they would get an award for the dances and all that. But she would also invite them up to New York. And my friend who lives in Boston went to college with her and they were very close. And friend would go down to help her with the competitions. And when Denise passed away, my friend and said, Tony, would you like to come down? So I've been down three times the past 3 years to judge. And I get to meet with all these people from France, and we're in Guadeloupe, and we're meeting all of the dancers and dance teachers in Guadeloupe. And the last 3 years, I've invited dancers to come up to be in the Urban Nutcracker.
Oh, okay.
And especially, they have a lot of beautiful black and brown men. And it's hard to find male dancers, you know? Mm. So they performed in the Nutcracker the last 3 years. And in fact, this year, there's a young woman whom I met down there. She's a dancer that was in the competitions, and I invited her to come dance with me, but it didn't work out for her. And so she's in Paris going to college because they go to college in Paris. But she's flying in this week from France, May Lisa. And she's going to be in the show that you're coming to on the 12th on Saturday.
Wow.
And
wow.
She's coming in, and I'm doing a solo on her to a song called Lucky by Kate Edmondson, a young singer.
Okay, Kat Edmondson?
Kat, yes.
We love her here.
Her song, Lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah, yes, Lucky. You know, I heard it on your radio station.
Oh, come on.
I had it on. I said, who is that person?
I know Joe Cicero loves Kat Edmondson.
Yes.
He's like interviewed her a number of times.
Wow. Yes. No, I said, I love her approach, how she sings and how she phrases things. And then I was thinking that could work, you know, because I have to do a solo in 8 days for May Lisa, who's flying in Thursday from Paris to Boston. I have to work with her. And so I started to work in that 2 weeks ago with this other dancer who substituted for her, you know, so I needed a body to work on, you know, this adult. And then I was thinking, song is sort of a sad song. Oh, she talks about happiness in it. And so my take on what I want to do with the song starts off with her sitting on the stage and she's sad. And then I have these six young kids coming in and they're very happy young dancers and they're doing happy dance and she's sad and they cheer her up. And aww. Then she gets inspired to dance and she gets happy and she's brought on by children. And I don't know how it's going to work. It's still in process. I'm creating it now. But it'll be kind of cool to see what I can do with, because I've done the choreography with the kids because they're here. Mm-hmm. And once she gets here, we need to get in the studio for like 3 hours a day, you know, to get it all worked out. So,
wow.
But anyway, Kat, she's great. I love her singing, you know, so.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So that all came out of your question about where is Guadeloupe. And so that's why I go down. That's my long story there. You asked me the question. I gave you a long answer. Sorry.
It's all good. No, that's beautiful. I love it. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm off to the studio now, Bonnie. And
okay.
We have rehearsals today. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. You know, when I You know, when I did Life in Color, when I saw the album Color, and I knew about Ken Nordine from the 60s, and then I said, I want to do something. What can I call it? I think I was half inspired by Colors of Jazz, Bonnie Johnson.
Come
And
on.
I call
Oh.
it Life in Color. Honestly, I'm not pulling your leg.
I love
Honest to
that.
God. Because I was thinking jazz, you do Colors
Yeah.
of Jazz. And I said, what kind of a title can I take for this? This was after you were in Ben's Trumpet and we were coming out with Ilonga and singers on the show. Remember, what's his name who
Yes.
turned 100 years old? That fellow still alive.
Marvin Gilmore.
Yes, Marvin Gilmore. And if you're in touch with him, you should invite him to
That's
come.
true.
That'd be good for him to come. And
That would be good for him to come.
but anyway, so in 2017, when I was pulling together Colors, I said, what can I call this? And I was steeped in your show, the 2, 3 years prior to that. So
Yeah.
I think it just sort of came. I said, Life in Color.
I love
And
it.
yeah, okay. Last thing, just coincidentally, back in the 70s, I used to perform with the Boston Ballet and some other companies at in Mechanics Hall in Worcester,
You're
just for a
kidding.
night. No, I dance on that stage, and it's a stage set more for music. It doesn't really have wings, and that's what I remember. But it was a good sized stage there, and it faces the street. I remember you could look out the window, and
I
there's the main street, there in Worcester. So
love that. Keep it local.
keep it local for sure. I
You
buy
know?
local now. I try to buy local. I'm trying to support our businesses locally. That
If
would
we
be
can
great.
bring Harlem, we can bring Boston.
Exactly. And getting people to come to theater, live theater, to get them out of their cell phones and laptops and streaming on their flat screens, just come out and enjoy life and enjoy other people. And the shows are at 3 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th of April. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Okay, Tony. All
Bye
right.
bye.
Tony Williams, City Ballet of Boston.